Hi everybody, this is Dee, and I just wanted to go over a few things that occurred. One thing that occurred was a prophetic dream, I believe, from the Lord, as I saw his eye and a side profile of him showing me something. And I just want to bow my head and my heart, as I always do. I try to remember to do this all the time. Dear Heavenly Father, Abba Yah, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, I pray. And first of all, the dream was about trees. And I did a little investigating as after I prayed. I was praying in tongues to see if I could put anything out today. And I guess it's the prophetic dream that he showed me this morning, probably like around 7 o'clock in the morning or so. There are, I noticed on YouTube, a lot of messengers and watchmen on the wall in particular, warning. They're giving the warnings from God that the Holy Spirit spoke to them. And, you know, this is the time that we're going to see destruction soon. You know, it's going to take place. And I hope that you're all right with the Lord out there. And that you know that there's not much time and to prepare for it. You know, we've been doing this, we've been doing these kinds of things, you know, talking about preparation for a long time. And now the Lord is confirming with many of his messengers, myself included, that now is the time that we are going to see, you know, destruction come. And it's to the United States of America. Unfortunately, the pride of America is going to fall, along with a lot of other things. So it's very sad, but these are the end times, and we have to have these things happen for the next thing, which is the coming of the Lord Jesus and the rapture of the bride at the sixth seal, which is when that huge pole shift happens and the earthquake, and it is the bride that is ready. So I hope you all out there are from the bride, taken from the body of Christ. So not everybody can be the bride of Christ. You yourself would know. You know, you have to be pretty much on fire for the Lord and that kind of thing. So we've been giving our warnings for a long time. I do believe that these warnings are over now. There's not going to be any more warnings as I understand it. We can warn, you know, to prepare and make sure, you know, you have things ready and in place. It's not for fear, you know. We're not fear mongering here, so we are excited actually that this is all going to take place. But I wanted to spend some time about the dream I had and a little bit of the what I did was I looked up in some of the I looked up for biblical interpretations versus just looking up what does this dream mean. I looked up for biblical interpretation. Okay, so this dream, it was a simple dream, but it was intense. The Lord showed me his eye, and then he showed me his side profile as if to say, look, see this, as if to say, look. And so I was just, you know, dreaming. You know, I saw this and I recognized him. I recognized his eye and his face, and he was showing me to look without even saying a word. There were no words. There were just pictures. And what I saw was a big forest. And I saw one tree after another standing, and then the next thing I know, one tree after another was falling down. It was just coming right down, one tree after another, just falling right to the ground. And it was a very short, short dream like that. So I did some, you know, investigation. I did some research. There's lots of things happening, and so. You know, we don't want to be, you know, we don't want to be known as the doomsdayers, you know, the doomsday, you know, messengers. We are, you know, just warning that this is the time. So we've given it much, you know, careful thought, and many are being spoken to. Many are being shown through visions and dreams like myself, that destruction will come to America because America is prideful. The Lord has been pleading and pleading to for the people in the United States to you know, to get right with God. And a lot of them are not. Maybe there were some that did, but a lot aren't. And the fact that there's just so many abortions going on left and right is an abomination to the Lord. And of course, men marrying men and women marrying women. And I will not get into that at all. I will not touch up on that subject, but that's an abomination to the Lord. So no one's repenting, it seems. So this is what's going to happen to America. The eclipse, I'm sure, has a big to do with it. And then there's 40 days after the eclipse. But I don't want to touch up on the eclipse in this video. So I just want to touch up on the fact that destruction is coming. It can't be canceled away. You can't pray it away. This is the Lord's, you know, this is the Lord's judgment, and he is the righteous judge. So I did look up the meaning, like I was saying, and one of the websites I looked at was thinkaboutsuchthings.com. These are moments of decision and testing for mankind, was one of the things that I read about when you see trees toppling over. But then there were some good things. You know, usually trees are meant to show that they mean the saint, the righteous one. I believe it's in Psalm verses 1. Trees represent people, their spiritual state. The righteous person is compared to a tree that is firmly planted by streams of water, while the wicked are compared to chaff. And then there's more spiritual meaning here. So in Psalm 1, Ezekiel 31, 10 through 14 can be meant as people or leaders. When you see trees, trees represent growth and fruit, according to Job 14, 7 through 17. And then in Psalm 92, 12, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. So that's just giving you some idea, is the usual connotation for how we see trees or how trees are supposed to be represented. Also, when a tree is being taken down, cut down, or you see it fall down, that's showing judgment. Ezekiel 31, 10 through 14, you can look that one up. And Matthew 7, 19, I believe, was the parable of when Jesus was walking and he came across a tree and he tried to get fruit from it. And then he cursed it because there was no curse. There was no fruit on it. There was a fig tree. Then there's Revelation 22 that's telling us that the leaves of the tree in heaven are for healing of the nation. So there's that. So God is going to supply this healing through the leaves of this tree. And that's for a later time. But I was more concerned with a powerful message that Lord was trying to show me without having to speak it, without having to tell me. You know, I've been praying for discernment and razor-sharp discernment for a long time. So he's watching me as I discern things. It does mean brace yourself for change when you see trees falling down in a dream. It also means the end of an era. So we know what's going on. We've had enough warnings by the other, you know, messengers and watchmen on the wall. Watchwomen on the wall are all saying the same thing. The flood is coming to sweep away. Destruction is coming. It's going to happen. It says here, the end of an era or period or something coming to ruin after standing tall for so long. That sounds like America to me. So it symbolizes the end, and brace yourself for change. So that's basically what I wrote down. I just wanted to share that with you. There have been many people that have come on my channel and they've asked for prayers. Just know that I am praying for you. I am lifting you up without mentioning your username on YouTube here. Whatever you've asked me to pray for you, whether it's be quitting smoking or, you know, you need deliverance and you're praying for your healing, you know, you're praying for your children and grandchildren. I can only do so much. I mean, the Lord is the one. He is the one, you know, in charge of delivering these things. And I'm just someone who intercedes. So again, if you have, you know, prayer, I'm more than happy to lift you up to the Lord. And I just can't emphasize enough that, you know, we're going to be seeing destruction. You know, it's going to be happening. So take this to the Lord. pray more than you usually do, you know, try to read more than you usually do in the Bible, highlighting, and if you have the gift of tongues, which I hope you do, that you'll be speaking in the prayer language so that the devil obviously can't overhear what you're saying to the Lord. That's another, you know, good point to note if you have the gift of tongues. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me today. If you have questions or concerns, let me know in the comment section. Thanks, everybody. God bless you. Amen.